been a fantastic week, and I will miss you guys. I can't find it.
But I won't.
I'm just kidding. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you very much for your company. Stay peaceful. Let's not loot, rob, and kill each other because of whatever other reasons. It's no reason to kill people. We are human beings. Let's live on this earth together. Show each other love and respect for each other's belongings and for each other. From the Morning Rush team, have a fantastic weekend, and remember to always be different,
But never in a stupid way.
Adios, Britain.
The Yusufs, South Africa's wealthiest Indian family, have always had business in their blood. With a history of fighting apartheid and countless challenges, their exalted position at the top is still always precarious. Lotus FM presents The Moguls by Keon Dixon.
We're almost here.
All right, good. I think I'll ask Rashid to meet me in my office.
That's a good idea. Hey, Temba, just hoot at that car in front of you.
What's that car doing there in front of my gate?
They could be lost or something.
But why would it be parked right at our gate? That's stupid. Hoot again, Temba.
Today's drivers, I tell you.
This is ridiculous. Maybe Temba should just step out and see what's going on.
Temba, stay in the car! Turn the car around right now, Temba! Back it up!
What's going on, Kavir? Why are you panicking like that?
Just hold on to the door handle. Quickly, Temba!
What's going on, Kavir?
Keep your head down, Carl!
What the bloody hell?
Just stay down! Hold on, Carl. He's going to...
Watch the pole, Temba! Watch it!
My dad didn't deserve this. Neither did Uncle Khalil.
This is a difficult situation to accept, Shilpa. I'm so sorry.
What did the doctor say?
One of the doctors told me that your dad suffered gunshots to his left and right shoulder, just missing his chest. They said they would stabilize him within the hour.
That's some good news. Nosipo is just devastated about Temba. She couldn't even bring herself to come to the hospital.
I'm sorry, Shilpa, that Temba didn't make it. He died at the scene. We couldn't do anything for him.
Nusipo's known him since her childhood. She was the one who arranged the job for him with my dad.
I never knew that. Oh, poor Nusipo. I'll stop by later tonight and see how she's doing.
What about Uncle Khalil? Auntie Shabana doesn't look so good from where
Dr.
I'm sitting.
Naidu in casualty, please.
That's more complicated. Just keep praying, please.
I will. Nusipo just called to find out what's happening. I told her Uncle Khalil is not out of the woods yet.
I think once the surgeons are done, we'll have a clearer idea.
Where are my manners? Did you eat something, Leila?
Yes, I did. Nasib brought me something an hour ago. Thanks for asking.
My dad's all I have, Leila.
We all know that, Shilpa.
I'm just thinking about how much he means to me.
He loves you so much. You two are so lucky to have one another.
When he's back home, I promise I'll take more care of him. I don't think I've done enough as a daughter for my dad. I've been a bit selfish.
Come now, please don't talk like this.
I take him for granted.
No, you don't.
It's true, Leila. I'm always off on my own, Buzz. But it's no use crying like this when his life's at stake. When he's out of here, I swear I'll spend more time with him. I saw pictures of the car after they were taken out of it.
Are you serious? Who showed you those pictures?
Never mind that. I'm glad they're both still alive after what I saw.
Hey, I got some coffee for you too.
Oh, thanks, Nasser.
Thank you, love.
So, how are you holding up, Shilps?
Much better after talking with Leila. How are you doing, Nasser?
Better than my mum, I can assure you. She's taking this very hard.
Your mum and dad have always been my relationship idols. They love and respect one another so much. I can't even begin to imagine what's going on in her head right now. No one can.
What's worse is that she was there just as it happened. She was so strong, though. She kept applying pressure to Dad's wound and tried to hold it together.
My mom's the strongest woman I know. But let's be honest. She's so human like the rest of us. I didn't say much to her. I just hugged her for a while. There's nothing else I can do for Mom right now, except be at her side.
Uncle Ramesh is walking this way. He said earlier he was going to check if the surgeons were done.
Let's keep our fingers crossed. Any news, Uncle Ramesh?
No, not yet. Listen, can I speak with you for a moment, Nasir?
Sure.
Oh, I see you've got some coffee. Did you two ladies eat yet?
Yes, thanks.
We all had something to eat a while ago. Thanks, Uncle Ramesh.
Okay, good. We can chat around the corner, Nasir.
Yes, sure. I'll be back in a few moments, love. Let's talk at the water cooler. So, what's happening?
I've got four plainclothes private security guards on the ground floor. One of them just notified me that an unmarked detective's car just pulled in.
Well, that's normal, right? There's been a shooting, so they have to investigate while the situation is fresh in everyone's minds.
Yes, of course. The thing is, I have to tell you something before he gets here.
All right, Uncle Ramesh. You've got my attention.
You need to know that your brother Rashid... Well, Rashid has been involved with a dangerous ex-convict for the past few months.
Don't be ridiculous. My father would never have tolerated that. Not for one moment.
They kept this a secret from all of us. Listen, I'm sorry to tell you this, Nasir. Khalil is in a critical condition. There's a lot on your plate. Truth is, this is going to come out, and rather you hear about it from me.
You're making me wonder if the shooting had anything to do with Rashid's connection to this criminal. Well, did it?
We don't know, Nasir. It's too soon to know.
I'm just going to ask him right now.
You can't. Not right now. The detective is almost here,
hey,
and you
guys,
know...
Guys, there's a detective named Vikram. He wants to speak with us.
Okay, just a minute, please, Rashid.
All right, sure. I'll chat with him in the meantime.
Yes, you do that. This is not the time, Nasir.
So just give me the basic story here.
All I managed to find out this morning is that Rashid was approached by a well-connected ex-convict named Sabelo Dube.
Okay.
Sabelo has a history of attempted murder charges, prostitution and drug running. Rashid and him were planning to build a large private estate somewhere in KZN.
And you of all people knew nothing of this? How is this possible, Uncle Ramesh?
He used a dummy company and they set up a dummy office. No one knew they were behind it. But what's more alarming is that they're planning to build a casino on the estate.
What?
Keep it down, Nasir, or this will complicate things. Your mother will be in even more pain if she finds out. You know that, right?
I'm so mad with Rashid right now. How could he do this to our family? My parents did everything for him, gave him everything, and he brings this to our doorstep?
Listen, calm down. When this detective guy's gone, we will have a word with Rashid, I promise. We don't know who was behind the shooting, and this is not the time for us to keep going on.
Gentlemen, I'm Detective Vikram. May I speak with you for a moment?
I'm Nasir. My dad was.
I know who you are, Nasir. I'm sorry about your dad, but my sources tell me that the surgeons have managed to stabilize him. The operation's just been completed. Mr. Yusuf is built like a tank, according to the one doctor.
That's very good news, thanks.
I have everyone's name, I just need yours, sir.
Ramesh, I'm the Yusuf's close family friend and Khalil's assistant.
Is everything okay, Nasir?
Detective Vikram, this is my mother, Shabana Yusuf.
Good to meet you, Mrs. Yusuf. I know this is a difficult time, but I'm here to establish what happened and ask a few pertinent questions.
What do you need to know, Detective? My family and I will help you with whatever you need.
All right, good. This is the immediate family, right?
Wait, let me call Rashid. Rashid, please come over.
So how can we help you with your investigation, Detective?
I'll just wait by the doorway there.
No. You please stay, Ramesh. Ramesh is like an older brother to me and Khal.
Yes, that's no problem.
Yes, Mom?
So how can my family assist you, Detective?
Well, I have a basic idea of the background of the Yusuf family. I'm aware of the nature of the business that you operate. Now my question is...
We don't know who would have had a motive to do something like this.
Okay. For now, we'll just have to work with that.
So what exactly happened?
We've ruled out a possible hijacking or an attempted kidnap even.
So where does that leave you then?
The vehicle that was used to block the front gate was stolen early this morning in Hillcrest. Now the alarming thing is that the weapons used to fire at Mr. Patel's car were in fact semi-automatic machine guns.
So this was what? A hit?
This is not happening. Khal and Kavir were good men. They didn't deserve this.
So this has to be someone with a strong motive.
My question then is, who who would have had such a motive?
We don't know that. We're a business family. We don't know who would have been capable of doing such a thing.
There's not much we can offer in terms of names for you to follow up, Detective.
Ramesh, we have to meet this evening even and see what we can come up with. I want these people caught. I want to see justice being done. We will come up with some names if we can, Detective.
You heard the lady, Detective. We'll contact you if we come up with anything that can help you find the perpetrators.
Give me something, anything to work with, and I promise you I'll do my best to catch these guys and put them away for a long time.
Thank you. We'll see how we can help with the investigation.
If you don't mind, I'd like to place two of my best men to stand guard at the hospital on this floor.
We already have our own men, Detective, but thanks.
This is official police business, Mr. Ramesh. Our men are trained to handle any type of situation.
Are you telling me there's a need to post policemen outside my husband and Kavir's rooms?
It's just a 48-hour safety measure.
We appreciate that, Detective, but it's okay. We have our own men to make sure both my dad and Mr. Patel are safe.
You don't need to do this. We have the necessary men.
Detective Vikram, with all due respect, and I sincerely mean that, our family is very close, and right now, we don't know these officers you're stationing here. So if you don't mind, please let us keep our own people here to stand guard. Please.
All right, I understand. Here's my card. I hope you give me a call soon.
I will personally call you the moment we have something important to share.
So you based in CR SWAT?
Yes, and that's my direct extension and my mobile.
Thank you again, Detective. Much appreciated.
Yes, thank you, Detective Vikram. We will keep in touch.
I'll keep in touch as well, Mrs. Yusuf.
So what happens now?
Uncle Ramesh, I hope you don't mind, but now that my father and Uncle Kavir are both in hospital, I will see to things myself, with your expert help, of course.
Whatever you need, Nasser. You just tell me what needs to be done.
I think you need to get on the phone and start calling some of your British contacts.
Good move, Nasser.
What's going on, son? I'm not following.
Mum, I hope you don't mind, but I can't sit around and wait for the police to do or not do their job properly. Dad will do the same for us, so I'm doing what needs to be done.
Shabana, I'll call my colleagues in London and ask them to send us their best private detectives.
That's a good idea. We bring in our own people.
In a situation like this, we need to have the best minds working for us. We have so many resources, so let's bring in the best.
Nasser, you have my full support. Do whatever needs doing.
We have to act fast, though.
You don't worry. With this direction we're taking, we'll find these guys in a week, if not sooner.
Let's hope so. So, do we hand them over to the cops after we catch them?
Yes. Our job right now is to help each other through the situation. And if we can catch these guys before the cops do, then we must do that too.
So you'll sign off on everything, Shabana? Just like Khal used to?
Yes, I will. Do whatever you need to do, Ramesh, and leave no stone unturned.
Listen, it's been a long day for Layla with the baby and stuff. I'm going to chat with the doctors for a while and take her home.
Yes, please do that, son. Layla did an amazing job of taking care of Dad and Kavir Bhai.
Yes, we're all grateful to her for being there for us.
Your father's going to be all right, boys. I heard he's stable now. Alhamdulillah.
Ameen. I'm going to leave now, Mum. I'll see you at home shortly.
All right. Just make sure Layla's okay.
I will, Mum. Promise.
See you at home, Nasser.
I'll call you shortly, Nasser.
I'm so thankful to you, Layla.
For what? I just did what anyone in my position would do.
You saved my dad's and Uncle Kavir's life. My whole family knows that.
No, man, it's not like that.
I think it is like that.
Your parents are mine, Nasser. Your family is mine. They have treated me like a daughter, given me so much love. You don't need to thank me for looking after them or doing my best for them in any way I can.
You've been listening to The Moguls, written by Keon Dixon and directed by Raisa Mohammed. Join us again on Monday for another gripping episode. The cast this week was as follows: Khalil Yusuf, Neil Govender; Shabana, Nareshni Govender; Ramesh, Desigan Naika; Malini, Mayeshni Naika; Rashid, Leshav Dilraj; Nadia, Bianca Francis; Nasser, Farhad Patel; Layla, Darosha Mudli; Kavir Warren.